I'm Jim Bertel. A Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says he has survived an assassination attempt and blamed what he called right-wing factions. Mr. Maduro spoke about the attacks.
I was just saying, let's not let our guard down. And at that very moment, exploding directly in front of me, a flying device, a big explosion. My reaction was of observation of serenity because I have full confidence in the people and the armed forces, of their loyalty, and God protects me.
Venezuela is suffering under the fifth year of a severe economic crisis, which has created tensions and many public protests. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has wrapped up his Southeast Asia tour. Before leaving Jakarta, he met with President Joko Widodo, telling him the U.S. values its ties with Indonesia. Pompeo arrived in Jakarta from Singapore and an ASEAN summit where there were mixed messages on relations between the U.S. and North Korea. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton says he's not surprised by inaction when it comes to North Korea.
There's nobody in this administration starry-eyed about the prospects of North Korea actually denuclearizing. But I think what's going on now is that the president is giving Kim Jong-un a master class in how to hold a door open for somebody.
President Donald Trump has declared that a major disaster exists in California and has ordered federal funding to be made available to help fight wildfires that are ravaging communities up and down the state. Fire experts say there are now 17 major fires burning throughout California. Thousands of people have evacuated their homes and 8 people have died in the blazes. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. A strong earthquake has rocked Indonesia's Lombok Island a week after another quake killed 17 people in the area. The U.S. Geological Survey said a 7.0 magnitude quake struck the island Sunday. An initial tsunami warning issued by Indonesian authorities was lifted. A Taliban suicide bomber killed 3 NATO soldiers on a foot patrol in eastern Afghanistan on Sunday. The attack also wounded a U.S. soldier and 2 Afghan troops. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The Czech military has confirmed that the 3 victims of the attack were all Czech service members. The Taliban claimed the attack, which took place near Bagram military base in the province of Parwan. U.S. Army General John Nicholson, the commander of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan, said his thoughts and prayers are with the family of the fallen and wounded soldiers in the attack. NATO formally concluded its combat mission in Afghanistan in 2014, but some 16,000 U.S. and other NATO soldiers are providing support and training to Afghan troops and carrying out counterterrorism missions. I'm Karen Chamas.
A vehicle carrying the U.S. ambassador to Bangladesh was attacked in the capital, Dhaka. A statement issued by the U.S. Embassy in Dhaka said the official vehicle transporting the ambassador was attacked by a group of armed adult men. There were no injuries. However, 2 security vehicles sustained some damage. The U.S. Embassy expressed its appreciation to police for their quick and professional response following the incident. Students clashed with police in Bangladesh during another day of protests. They are calling for better enforcement of traffic safety laws and more protection for pedestrians near schools. The country's prime minister urged students to go home as police fired tear gas during an 8th day of unprecedented protests. The demonstrations started in Dhaka after 2 college students were killed by an unregulated commuter bus racing to pick up its passengers. Australia announced a $140 million aid package for drought-afflicted farmers. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull announced the funding from a farm in the state of South Wales.
Now, we are the land of droughts and flooding rains. We recognise that. It is a very volatile and often capricious climate. And farmers, Australian farmers, are resilient. They plan for drought. They're good managers, but it can become really overwhelming. This is the worst drought in New South Wales since the 1965 drought.
At least 99% of New South Wales, Australia's most populous state, is contending with drought. For all the latest news, any time of the day, please visit us at voanews.com or download our mobile app. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
From Washington, VOA.